Kia ora te whānau. Good morning and welcome to Newstalk ZB. Jack Tame in the chair with you this Saturday morning, coming to you live from the bright lights, the big dreams of Ōtautahi Christchurch. Yeah, I'm home for the weekend. Massive weekend in Christchurch. I think my plane was entirely filled with Tongan rugby league supporters last night. Great to see. You know, one of the ironies of working as I do in television is that, believe it or not, I don't actually have a TV. It's not to say I don't watch TV. I'm just really selective. You know, I choose what I want to watch, and usually I just stream it. I can stream, you know, the major New Zealand channels live. I can add Netflix to the mix if I want to do that. I can use a VPN, if you know what one of those are, a little switch so that I can watch overseas programs. I can stream sport on Sky Go when it works. Gone are the days of just one channel that switched off at 8 p.m. every night. And it's clear to me, as I'm sure it's clear to you, that for all the incredible programs out there, the dramatic riches, the exquisitely produced likes of Sherlock and Game of Thrones, Scandinavian murder mysteries, all of those incredible shows at our fingertips and eyeballs, there's a lot of crap out there as well. There's a lot of crap. This likely won't surprise you, but I didn't watch a single second of Married at First Sight or the latest season of The Bachelor. And it's easy to hate on a lot of modern entertainment. It's easy to criticise our media for not investing enough in local shows. It's easy to bag on journalists and the TV news. Inform, educate and entertain. Those were the old Reedian principles of good broadcasting. And maybe you think that our society has sacrificed the first two principles in favour of the third. Maybe you think we've sacrificed the informing and educating solely for the sake of entertainment. But then I watched something this week that made me just pause and consider that. You might have seen it too. Sunday night, TVNZ1, the steady, unmistakable voice. Old, yep, but beautifully clear and authoritative. And here, off the coast of New Zealand... You'll have to excuse the accent, sorry. No one does David Attenborough like the man himself. And to hear his words above the glorious pictures of Blue Planet 2, it's like an almighty hug for the soul, isn't it? If you missed the first episode, you can go back and watch it. The next episode is this Sunday night, I believe. And it is really worth every second of your time. From the perspective of someone who works in TV and has experienced much of the digital revolution firsthand. After all, when I started in TV, we were filming on tapes. These days, there's never a tape in sight. It's disc this and data card that. The images are just incredible. Think about the amazing pictures that Sir David Attenborough's teams were getting 30 years ago. They were breathtaking enough when I was a little kid. And now, imagine what technology in 2017, the very best technology of 2017, allows the world's best nature photographers to capture. Dolphins socializing in the depths, turning and babbling. Terns flying at low altitude over a Pacific atoll, only to be plucked out of midair in super-duper slow motion by monstrous giant trevally. A humbled fanged fish cracking a clam on a rock. A fish using coral as a tool, filmed from what must have just been millimetres away. How do they do it? How do they do it? I kept wondering. How on earth can the BBC's nature photographers obtain such extraordinary pictures? In this case, special pictures took a special production and very special budgets. They used submarines. They logged hundreds of hours underwater. They mounted cameras on coral reefs. It took years of planning. And the budget? Well, it's simple. The world's best nature documentaries are screened by every country on Earth, pretty much. Everyone has to pay the BBC. I guess they probably make an enormous profit out of Sir David Attenborough's work, even in spite of the staggering costs. And hey, say what you will about reality TV and people getting married or naked or tattooed or whatever for a few minutes of fame, but in 2017, even on TV, there is nothing that compares to the natural world.